It was a wild day in the political headlines, and Rick Perry getting out of the race and endorsing Newt Gingrich was only one of them. And of course, the debate last night produced all kinds of sparks and headlines between the four remaining candidates. But all yesterday and for much of this week, there was a fight going on in the state of Iowa. Yeah, remember the Iowa caucuses? Well, they didn't get the numbers right on the Iowa caucuses, and Mitt Romney's 8-vote victory suddenly became a 34-vote defeat to Rick Santorum, but they can't even certify that number. Joining us now, Stefan Schmidt is a professor of political science at Iowa State University and blogger for itsafreecountry.org, the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
And welcome to the program to Cody Brown, Rick Santorum's Iowa campaign manager. A little late, but still, you probably have a smile on your face, right, Cody?
Well, we're very happy and certainly glad that the results have been certified to the extent they can, and very happy and pleased that the chairman of the party yesterday was able to announce Rick Santorum as the official winner of the 2012 Iowa caucuses.
Now, can I play a little bit with your spin skill here, Cody Brown?
Well, I may not be all that good at spinning. I tend to tell the truth more often than not, but I'll do my best.
Well, you're not going to have your job for very long. Cody Brown, is this a mandate? Is this an Iowa mandate?
Well, I think it is. I think the results are clear at this point. The chairman came out and made an unequivocal statement yesterday that Rick Santorum is the winner, and that is something that I think is a big deal. Particularly as we head into South Carolina, and as it relates to the sort of the media narrative that has been out there, and particularly the narrative that has been used by the Romney campaign, I think the results yesterday, having solidified Santorum as the clear winner, is a big deal for the Santorum campaign moving forward. And I think for a number of different reasons as well, not to mention the delegates, the very
right.
Reason or cause for candidates to receive the nomination.
Cody Brown, well done there. Rick Santorum's Iowa campaign manager, now working from Washington, D.C. So, Stefan Schmidt, it's a mandate perhaps for Rick Santorum, 34 votes of a mandate anyway, but it certainly doesn't say much positive about the ability of Iowa to run a caucus that gives a definitive result. What happened?
Oh, look, the Iowa caucuses were always neighborhood get-togethers, very informal. You get some cookies and some hot chocolate. In the big caucuses, you can't do that, but in most of them you do. And they were never meant to be this big. They've become gigantic Olympics. And when that happens, you have to do a little more due diligence. And I think the Republican Party got caught a little bit short-handed there, not enough training, not enough standardization in how people vote in each caucus. You know, there's 1,700 or more of these. I wrote an op-ed piece for the Register in which I pointed out that the research shows that in virtually no election, whether a caucus or a primary or a general election, do you get an accurate 100% vote count. It's always a very good approximation of how the vote was. There are always human and technical errors, machine errors, ballot errors, and so on. And so the results are never 100%, and under this incredible microscope that the Iowa caucuses were under, it becomes a big deal. But let me
just ask you one question on that subject.
Yeah.
We've got a little time here, so you can go back to your
sure.
point. But it does sound that because eight precincts at least, or eight locations at least, were not able to even recapture the results from their events, it sounds like the votes themselves were thrown out with the napkins and the paper plates and the hot chocolate.
Well, yes, it was a busy night. Everybody was wiping their mouths with the ballots, you know, because sometimes you put your vote on napkins. And so, when you're living in Iowa, these things are not taken as seriously. They are neighborhood get-togethers, and it doesn't look good. And I think the Republican Party needs to man up on this, if you'll pardon that expression. But and they will. I've already recommended to them that they hire essentially a ballot security expert and someone who can do a training program. I've even offered to set up an online training program for the Republican Party, which we can do here very easily at Iowa State, where every single caucus precinct captain will have to go through an online training program that says, this is how you're going to do this, exactly like this, no deviation, and the next time they'll get it right.
That sounds like a good idea.
This is the best thing that could have happened for Rick Santorum, because he got a double bounce out of the Iowa caucuses. He did extremely well and tied with Mitt Romney. Now he was able to declare in a huge national debate that he was the winner, and he thanked Iowa for doing that for him, and he got more mileage out of that than if he had, you know, come in first with 10 or 15 votes on caucus night. So
right.
Big night for Rick Santorum, because Iowa gave him, you know, a second bunch of oxygen.
First GOP candidate to get a double bounce out of Iowa. So, Cody Brown, you were the Iowa campaign manager for the Santorum campaign. Did you have any suspicion based on some of the sort of folksy kind of rituals that Stefan is explaining there, that the result wasn't going to be definitive, that there was some funny business or a lack of precision, shall we say?
Well, I think that on caucus night, I think in hindsight, I think that the Republican Party of Iowa might have done things just a little bit differently. And in fact, the only real concern that our campaign had was the fact that the party did declare a winner on the night of the caucuses, despite the fact that not a single precinct had yet been certified. So in terms of the process, I think the professor is absolutely right that there's always imperfections in these elections. And in this particular case, particularly when these races become so close and the attention is so strong, it just happens that there's going to be more criticism for a process like this when the results are so close. However, I think that the party took the steps it needed to take yesterday to fix the mistake that was made on caucus night by declaring a winner using unofficial results, when yesterday morning it looked as though they were not going to be declaring a winner using the official results. So that was really the genesis of our concerns.
And the reason why there's a big smile on your face, that's for sure. We got to go, but Cody Brown, I gather you're on message for the South Carolina primary tomorrow. Rick Santorum's Iowa campaign manager has been speaking with us. That's Cody Brown in Washington, D.C. We also spoke with Stefan Schmidt, professor of political science at Iowa State University, on the changing result from the Iowa caucuses. Thanks to you both, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.